Yesterday we discussed the fact that every Kenyan needs kavod. That's for sure. If you do a ma'ase Kenyan on something and you don't know you're doing it, you're not kind. Every Kenyan needs kavod. The chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger was that it's enough to have kavanah for the chalos ha-kinyan, for the result of the kinyan. That the thing that you're being kind of should become yours, that's enough. Even if you don't have a kavanah for the ma'aseh ha-kinyan. You need a ma'aseh ha-kinyan too. But the chelek ha-kavanah, the kavanah is just for the result. That's adequate. You don't need kavanah for the ma'aseh ha-kinyan. So in order to be kind of something, you need two things. You need a ma'aseh. You do need a ma'aseh kinyan. And you do need kavanah. But the kavanah, it's enough that the kavanah is on the chalos ha-kinyan, that it should become yours, and you don't need kavanah in the ma'aseh kinyan. That's why Rabbi Akiva Eiger held, in the case of kinyan ma'il, the kinyan she'ein ma'il, the case where a person does two kinyanim at the same time, and his kavanah is for the kinyan she'ein ma'il, and his ma'aseh is a ma'aseh of a kinyan ha'ma'il as well, that the kinyan ha'ma'il works. I was his kavanah. His kavanah is in the result. His kavanah is in the chalos ha'kinyan. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's chiddush is that it's enough that you have kavanah in the chalos ha'kinyan, even though the ma'aseh ha'kinyan was a ma'aseh without any kavanah. This is the lumdis of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger that we had yesterday. Now the Ksois declares a shayla. Ksois Simin Reish Ayin Hay of Kut and Gimel. Ksois has a shayla. Let's say, pick a simple case. Let's say there's an object on the floor, and I know it's Hefker, and I would like to be kind of from Hefker. I'd like it should be mine. So I go over to someone, I tell him, I don't want to tell him it's Hefker, because then he's going to take it for himself. So I don't tell him it's Hefker. I just say, please do me a favor, pick that thing up for me. If the person thinks that it's mine, so he goes and he picks it up. He lifts it up. And I'm having in mind that my shliach is picking it up for me. And I want that it should become mine. I want to be kainit with the fact that my shliach is picking it up for me. Does that work? Does it become mine or doesn't it become mine? In this case, what's happening? There's no kavana b'shasta. In the ma'aseh kinyan there's no kavanah, and in the chalos ha-kinyan there is kavanah. In other words, the person doing the ma'aseh, picking it up, he doesn't even know he's doing a kinyan. He doesn't know he's doing a ma'aseh kinyan. I asked him to pick it up for me, he's picking it up for me. But he doesn't even know that what he's doing is a ma'aseh kinyan at all. However, I, who want to be kinder, I'm having in mind that I want it to become mine. Through this ma'isa hagbah. So the Ksai says that it's good, that it works, that it's kind of. When the shliach picks it up, the mishaleach is kind of. Even though the shliach has no kavanah, the mishaleach kavanah works with the shliach's ma'isa.
Even though the ma'isa is not one ma'isa.
So it's shlo mishalom kama'isa.
So you carry your whole ma'isa.
This is a stretch more than Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, it's a stretch more in a way. It's a stretch. In a way, it's more. In a way, it's less, because at least the person who's having in mind to be kind, he has a right. He's doing it a kinyan
book.
But
that was what he wanted to do.
It's what he wanted. I want to be kind. I'm actually picking it up.
His actual ma'aseh doesn't mean that.
Who does? Mishaleach. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's case.
There's no difference between ma'aseh and ma'aseh.
There's no difference in that and the ma'aseh. It's true. It's true. Before I get to the differences, I just want to explain the similarities between the two cases. You see the similarities between the two cases. In Rabbi Kivager's case, the person had in mind that he wants the object to become his, and even though he himself did the Maisa Kinyan, he didn't know he's doing a Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa, which is a good Maisa, he didn't have a mind for. He didn't have a mind for that Maisa. So we said Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shayna Mayel works because he had Kavana for the Chalaisa Kinyan. The result, he did have Kavana for. It would then follow the Chayra, then the Ketzaisa's case. What's the Ketzaisa's case? I tell someone pick it up for me. Now he doesn't know that it's a Maisa Kinyan. He just thinks he's picking it up for me. But I know that it's a Maisa Kinyan. I want it to be Chal for me. Is it similar to Rabbi Kivager? Is it similar? No. The Kavana. One thing is definite. From this place you see, you don't need Kavana in the Maisa Kinyan. It's enough Kavana in the Chalaisa Kinyan. You certainly see that from this place. The similarities are good. Put it this way, the Kseis is a riot to the way we learn Rabbi Kivager? I think so.
Did you say that Rabbi Kivager would say the Maisa, that you don't discuss it yourself, you hold the Sosa, and somebody else would do the Maisa, and you'd want to do the Maisa, right?
Someone else would do the Maisa.
You would want to do the Maisa, and he doesn't discuss it, you'd say that to the others.
That's what I'm asking you. It sounds to me, okay, we have two questions. Does the Tzais necessarily hold the Rabbi Kivager, or does the Rabbi Kivager necessarily hold the Tzais? First, our Asik is a Rabbi Kivager. The Kivager, we learned yesterday, tells us a Chiddush, that if you have in mind for a Kinyan She'eino Mayel, you have a mind for a Kinyan that doesn't work, and you want something to become yours through that Kinyan, and at the same time, you're doing a second Kinyan, which you're not thinking about. So Rabbi Kivager said that that works because he had that works. The way we explained it yesterday was that Rabbi Kivager holds that all you need is kavana for the result of the kinyan that should become yours. That's the level of kavana you need by kinyanim is only in the chalaisa kinyan, only in the result. It seems that this tzais learned the same way, that you need kavana in the result and not in the maisa. Why? Because the tzais is saying that if I send someone to do a hadbuff, and he thinks he's just picking it up for me, stop, because I don't want it on the floor. And in fact, I'm telling him, I'm having in mind, that since he's actually have to pick it up, that I want it to become mine. So my kavana for the chalais hakinyan is good enough, even though there's nobody having kavana for the mais hakinyan. Because who's doing the Maisa? The other person. And he doesn't know it's a Kinyan B'chlal. Yes?
Wouldn't that shift the MRIs? He is me. I'm thinking as he's doing the Kinyan, I'm thinking that it should be a Kinyan. It's like me doing the Kinyan.
If you learn that Shlichus is like a Yad HaRichta, right, there are two ways to learn Shlichus. One way of learning Shlichus is that what the Shliach does is like my long hand. So you learn that Shlichus is my Yad HaRichta, so maybe that's called Kavana for a Maisekin. Because I'll be Mitzdarif, his Maisa with my Kavana. So maybe it's Takanata right in the Ketzais. Good time. It's not a right. I thought it's a right in the Ketzais because the Ketzais says that it's enough to have Kavana in the Chalais. But you don't learn shlichus. But when I make someone a shlich, it's like my long hand. So maybe that's called kavana for the Maisa Kinyan, because I am having kavana for the Maisa Kinyan.
Could be the point when he knows what he's doing.
So you're saying could be, maybe. You may be right, but I still have no raya because I can't prove from this size that you don't need kavana for a Maisa Kinyan. I can't prove it because you can say maybe yes, maybe not. Alright, then that's not a proof to the way we learned Rabbi Kivager yesterday. I was trying to show like Rabbi Kivager, yeah. You can make a shliach to have das for you, yes.
No, no, but they don't give a shliach.
That's the question. Could shlichas work that he'll do the ma'isa and I'll have the das and we'll just start the two things together? What you're asking?
He doesn't know.
I guess that's the question. The way I understood the Ketzais Pashtus, the way we said yesterday, that's enough kavana for the Chalai Sakin. You don't need kavana for the Mai Sakin. Right, you can argue, you could say that maybe not. Maybe over here, I'm being the star of my das with his Maisa, in the Mai Sakin. So I'm having das that this Maisa should be a Mai Sakin. Maybe. I still feel the Pashtus of the Ketzais is the way we're learning. The question is if it's a proof. Yeah, before we start with the kashas, you understand my have a meaning to be madama one thing to the other. It's quite similar. Maybe it could be the matrix, the proof, but it's similar in lundis in that Rabbi Kiva Eger's yisoid is that when you do a kinyan, your kavana is the only thing we require is the kavana that it should become yours. It has to be a maisa, but you don't need a kavana in the maisa. You need a kavana in the result. Right? If you mekadesh an isha with a shtar, that's worth a proof. And there's some psul in the shtar. So we'll say that it doesn't work for Torah shtar, it works for Torah's kesef. Even though you didn't have a mind for kesef, but you had a mind for the result. Since you had a mind for the result, so that's good. So Rabbi Kiva Eger's yisoid, the way we finished off yesterday, was kavana for a chalois is good. Even if you don't have kavana for a ma'is hakid. Pashtos, the Ketzais is saying the same thing. Kavana for chalais, if I tell you pick it up for me, and I have kavana for the chalais hakinyan, I want that it should become mine, even though I don't have kavana for the ma'is, even though the one doing the ma'is hakinyan is not having kavana. So it would seem to be very similar. The time is that maybe it's slightly different. Maybe over here, at least the Mishaleach is having in mind for the Maisa Kenyan too. So in a way, it's better than Rabbi Kivega's case. In Kivega's case, no one had Kavana for the Maisa Kenyan. So you can be mad thick and you can say that maybe it's not a right.
One person in Kivega's case, one person.
So I would think it's Habachayma.
Worse.
Which case is worse?
The case is worse.
So very good. So the Tzitzis case is worse, and it still works. So I would have thought Koshkin over here should work. Malach and Tzitzis were two different people. And my das helps. So Koshkin, if I myself am doing the second Kenyan, and I have to ask for Chalai second Kenyan, certainly should work. Except the Taina is that maybe it could be Mechalik. Maybe it could be Mechalik, that at least in the Ketzais' case, at least the person is kind of, he knew which Kenyan it's happening with.
He didn't know he was doing Kenyan.
Yeah, the time it is that the one who's being kind of, at least he knows which Kenyan it is. In a way it's worse, in a way it's better. He's not a Kavanah. I'm having Kavanah, he's doing that for me. So he's doing the ma'aser for me, and I'm having in mind. So, the way I would understand the Ketzais Pashit, the kavana for the chalais hakinyan of mine, is to start with the fact that there is a ma'aser hakinyan. Yes.
If you want to be clear on the shliach, why should the shliach have a more powerful view? In other words, just like the shliach, he wants to be clear, he needs a ma'aser.
He needs the kavana, he needs the maisa, and he needs the maisa. It's not more powerful, it's exactly the same, but the shliach himself doesn't have a kavana on the chalois. That's right, he doesn't need to have a kavana on the chalois. That's right, so why should he be more powerful? Because why do I need him to have a kavana for the chalois? The shliach is doing something for me. And I'm having kavanah in the chalais, and he's having kavanah and he's doing the ma'isa. We're going to be mistarf the two things together. The shliach himself is not more powerful. The shliach himself wouldn't have been a kinyan. It's only a kinyan because the shliach has a mind to be kind. If I tell him to pick it up and I don't have a mind to be kind, then then of course the shliach can't be more than me.
Yeah, but if I want to claim something myself,
you have to have two things: a ma'aseh kinyan and kavana for a chalais.
Right, but the kavana only has to be on the chalais.
Right. You make a shliach.
Okay. So how come here the shliach doesn't have a
kavanah? Because I'm not telling the shliach to do the whole thing. I'm only making the shliach a shliach for part of it. I'm telling you, you do the ma'isa and I'll have kavanah for the chalais. There is a kavanah, the chalais akinyan. I'm only making the shliach for a portion of the thing that I have to do. That's not a chesaron.
So you're not making the shliach to be paid. You're just making the
shliach for the ma'isa akinyan. I'm making a shliach for the ma'isa akinyan and I'm going to do it.
So you're not being paid.
He's just doing a ma'isa akinyan. He's doing a ma'isa for me and that's it. The question is how shlichus works there, but lemaisa the ketzai says that it works. I should say Reb Shimon holds that this is a shvera ketzais. Reb Shimon disagrees with the ketzais. Reb Shimon says that if you tell someone to pick something up and he doesn't know it's a kinyan, it's not a maisa kinyan. He calls it a maisa kuf ba'alma, like a monkey would pick it up. A human being that picks something up without kavana to be kinder, that's not a kinyan. A kinyan, the kavana makes it a kinyan. Without kavana for a kinyan, it's not a kinyan. Shimon holds that the ketzais is very shver. How can you make somebody a shliach to do a maisa which is not a maisa kinyan in the eyes of the shliach? So if Shimon disagrees with the ketzais, I think we're going to see later in the Masechta that Reb Shimon doesn't like the Reb Akiva Eger too much either. Which would fit the Shita says in Bava Metzias, I mean Yud Beis. Reb Shimon here in Kedushin, Siman Aleph, seems also not to like the Reb Akiva Eger too much either. It could be if everything's the Shita says it stems that Reb Shimon holds in Yikavon in the Maisa Kinyan. If he holds in Yikavon in the Maisa Kinyan. Right, so Rabbi Kivegas Rayas will have to find Teretzin to. But if he holds in Yikavon in the Maisa Kinyan, then the Rabbi Kivegas is not Emes, and Sayyid Ketzais is not Emes. If you hold at least that the one doing the Maisa needs Kavon for the Maisa. But Rabbi Kivegas, it appears that the longest of Rabbi Kivega, Kinyan Maya, Kinyan Maya, is totally in this way of cutting, of dividing Kavan. Is Kavan in a Kinyan for the Maisa Kinyan or just for the Chalaisa Kinyan? That's what this Rabbi Kivega seems to be totally. Okay, we'll see yet, we'll come back yet to the Rabbi Kivega. The side though, so it's two steps. Yeah, we have to remember that the Yisai, the Halacha of Kinyamayel, Kinyashayinamayel, which clearly is Rabbi Kivega's Shita. Then the way we're understanding Rabbi Kivega, that he owes Kavana for Chalais is good, even without Kavana for the Ma'aseh Kinyan. There's one other Nekuda before we begin the Gemara. Yerushalmi, that we learned yesterday, says that if you give a shtar and it's worth a Shabbat Pruta, so the Kedushin could work with Tiras Kesef. That's the Yerushalmi's side. And the Ram said it's an Afkamina, if the Shtar turns out to be possible, that you kind it at least with the Kenyan Kesef. Chaira is a problem. We learned earlier that there are two ways of understanding Kenyan Kesef. The Taz's way, that's Kesef Kenyan. And the Sma's way, that it's Kesef Pirai. The Sma understood that Kesef has to be given Pirai in his payment. The Taz said, no, it's a Maisa Kinyan. The Taz asked on the Sma, what about a woman? What about Kesef Kiddushin? What do you do there? Is it a Pirai? So he said that the Abdi Miluim said, yes, by Anisha, it's also Kesef Pirai. It's also Kesef Pirai because you're not buying the woman, you're buying her value for Ishus. Whatever value she sets for herself for Ishus, you're buying that. So that the Miluim understood that Kesef Kiddushin is Kesef Birah. The Taz clearly understands it's Kesef Kenyan. And I think I mentioned that the Evan Ozel holds that it's Kesef Kenyan, that even the Sma would be made by Kiddushin as Kesef Birah. But the Abdi Miluim learned that Kesef of Ishus is Kesef Birah. the Chayra, I don't know how this Avnei Malum would learn the Yerushalmi. How do you learn the Yerushalmi according to the Avnei Malum? The Avnei Malum says the money has to be given L'Shem Pirai. L'Shem Pirai. So what's in the Yerushalmi's case? A man gives a woman a shtar, L'Shem Kinyan Shtar. He's not giving a L'Shem Kesef at all. He's giving a L'Shem Kinyan Shtar. We say, well, shtar is not a kosher shtar, but it's worth a pruta, so works the Torah's kesef. But I thought kesef has to be given with shein pirayim. It has to be given as payment for something, as payment for a value, the value of the whatever estimate she puts on her value as a of her rishus. If it's kesef pirayim, if kesef has to be kesef pirayim, it's missing here in kesef pirayim.
Maybe that has to be you don't have to have that.
You could say that, but then you're going to be in trouble. Which is Shmuel is saying differently, the same thing, that maybe it's never became anger. You don't have a mind for Kesef Pirayim, but you're doing it. But that can't be, because then every Kesef Kinyan. Why doesn't every Kesef Kinyan work because you're also doing Kesef Pirayim? What you're telling me is, even if you don't mean it for Pirayim, it's like automatic. If it's automatic, then the whole Sma doesn't make sense. Every time I do a Kinyan Kesef, it's automatic, it should be Pirayim. Is that what you're saying? Okay. You're right. Then by Shtar, when I give a woman a Shtar, I'm saying this is an actual Kinyan, this is not Pirayim. Is that what I'm saying?
It is Pirayim on the back of Shtar.
But is it meant as a payment? Is the intention as a payment? Unless you say that that's what it means, Isha Daita Nami Anayar, that she does mean it as a payment. Isha Daita Nami Anayar, that somehow she does mean it as a payment. If I give the shem shtar, it could work as kesef without being a pariah?
Because the kesef is only substitute in fact the shtar
below. But it still has to be kesef, it has to be kesef pariah.
He didn't want kesef involved here. I guess the shtar go good, if the kesef works. There's nothing to do with being given.
Kesef can't work if it's not given the shem pariah. That's a smashy side. Kesef is given as payment for something. It's not being given as payment for
actually the actual kesef. When the original opinion was supposed to be all kesef, you're saying you need kesef pariah.
I don't see the logic. I don't see why, if I give it a Shem Kesef, it has to be Brian. If I give it a Shem Shtar, it doesn't have to be
Brian.
And if I give Kesef a Shem Kinyan, so why does it have to be Brian? Why should I say. I don't agree with that. I don't see the logic. The thing, when he gave a Shtar, his Kavanah was not a Shem Brian. His Kavanah was Kinyan Shtar, which has nothing to do with Brian. What? Yeah, that's the problem. If you always have to have Pirayim, so maybe. But the smash is beferish that if I give someone kesef l'shem kinyan, it doesn't work. We don't say that. Oh, I did a kinyan shein amayel l'shem kinyan.
It's definitely not going to get all the same kinyan, even though.
Because
you
didn't
deal with
him
mean that. If you
know
that it has to be
Pirayim,
you say that.
Well, the
mice,
he didn't do it. Look, the
smash
definitely.
He didn't do kesef either.
He did kesef, he just wasn't thinking about it.
So he wasn't thinking about Pirayim.
So he wasn't thinking about kesef, he wasn't thinking about Pirayim. So you're saying, just like he wasn't thinking about kesef, we make it to kesef. He's not thinking about Pirayim, make it Pirayim. So I'm telling you, in Cain, it's the definition of if you could do kesef that way, so then what's the machlokes the smah and the tas?
The smah says that every time you do it, it is actually going to Pirayim.
But there's a case where the smah says it's no good. The smah says it has l'shem Pirayim, and don't think that l'shem kinyan is good. Why l'shem good kinyan automatically? That's what you're doing, Bashtar. You're saying it should be Lashem Kinyan. But you're doing Bashtar. You're saying I want it to be Kinyan, a Kinyan Shtar.
We're changing this thing anyway. Kesef. We're changing it anyway.
change the right way that it's been done.
Does it make sense that if it's shtar, I could change it into kesef pirai, even though that's not what they're thinking about? And if it's kinyan kesef, I can't change it into kesef pirai.
Oh, because maybe when he's doing it with the penta, then he's saying
it's like a hepach hakavana, it's like he's... You have to go with one of these mahalfim, because I don't see how otherwise davening will fit with Yerushalmi. Unless you say daita nami anayar means that she has a mind for pirai too. Funny lady, you know, she's a mind. She's getting married, and you know the paper. Okay, maybe it's an expensive piece of paper. But she has a mind that that's the pirayin for her man, for Aisha. Maybe they were poorer in those days, and that's all shut stuff. That's Aida and Aya. That's true. Okay, let's begin the Gemara. The Gemara begins with the diuk in the lashonos of the Mishnah. Ha'isha niknis, ma'ishna hachi detani ha'isha niknis, and ma'ishna hasan detani ha'ish mekadosh. So the Gemara is bothered at first by the lashon kinyan. So the Gemara doesn't say that one lashon is better than the other. Obviously, both lashonos are good. It's a kinyan, and it's also kedusha. Gemara doesn't say one lashon is better than the other, which is important, as we'll see soon. But why? Why change? So Gemara answers, "Bishum dekabay lemisni kesef, the kesef menol, gomar kicha kicha v'stei Ephraim." So Rashi says, "Agav, we're just saying we're not coming here to teach you the makar of kesef. Gemara is going to go into that with a bigger arichus later. But lemaisa, we know that we learn kesef out of stei Ephraim." Av gzereshav av kicha kicha misday Ephraim zivhacha ki kach ish isha v'ksiv hasam nosati kesef asode kach bimeni. So just like over there, it's kinyin kesef. Here also it's kinyin kesef. So that's step one that we learn kicha kicha. Now from that, I don't know the word kinyin yet. V'kicha ikri kinyin. Step two. Now I know that kicha. How do I know kinyin? That's a different pasuk. Tiksev asada shekhan Avraham. Inami sada is by kesef yikni. What do we need this inami for? So we'll get to that. Who needs the inami? That's the inami yerek. So we'll see. So tani yisha niknis. So that's why I say niknis. So again, why do I say niknis? Because I'm going to say kesef. Kesef, we learn out of stay up, right? Stay up is called kinyin. And the name we're here also, it's called kinyan. Ah, if so, nisni hasam yishkaina, meikar tani lishna deraisa, besayf tani lishna derabah. Okay, so we have a limud. The limud is the kinyan kesef. Okay, so how do you know Isha's nikkas the kesef? Zereshava kicha kicha. Okay? So what am I learning out now? I'm learning out the whole idea that you're kind of a woman in the kesef doesn't say beferish in the Torah anyway. It's not beferish in the Torah. It's all from this limud, from this gezerisha. So what should follow? That whatever... What are we learning out? What's the limud? We're not saying that you have to pay 400 shekel to get married, right? Not learning how to stay Ephraim, just like stay Ephraim was Arba Meir Shekel Kesef. You need Arba Meir Shekel to get married. Obviously, we're not doing that. We're just learning out what? We're learning out that the type of kinyan that worked over there was Kesef. And that type of kinyan works here too. The pashtus. I was learning out the sug of kinyan. Over there, the Sati Kesef Asad Kafmi Mani. You buy a field with kesef. Same thing over here. Ki kachish, you buy, so to speak, a woman. You acquire a woman also through kinyan kesef. Good. Could you buy a field with shava kesef? You buy a field with shava kesef. Of course. Yeah. You could buy one with shava kesef, a field with shava kesef too. So, from this gezeri shava, I should be able to learn out that you can marry a woman with shava kesef. No? Because whatever kinyan works by a sadeh works here. So just like by a sadeh, kinyan kesef works with shava kesef. So here also, Kinyan Kesef should work with Shavah Kesef, no? What? Oh, so I have to take back what I said. I said that we learn how to stay Ephraim. So if we're going to learn the way I just said, that you learn how to stay Ephraim, so we're going to have a problem. Problem number one is Shavah Kesef should be Kesef from the Gzeira Shavah. Why does Tysus have to go learn out of Eved Ivri? Why does Tysus have to go learn out of Eved Ivri for? I should learn out Shavah Kesef Kesef, because just like by Asada, Shavah Kesef works, the same thing by Nisha Asada Kesef, it works. That's one problem. Another problem, can you marry a woman with a pachas from Shavah Pluta? No. Why not? He says it's like a knife for a woman to be married with a pachas from Shavah Pluta. Why do I need the Gnai reason for it? Why don't you tell me that Shavah Pluta is no good? Because you learn how to stay Ephraim. And just like you can't buy a field with pachas from Shavah Pluta, so can you marry a pachas from Shavah Pluta? Well, why do I need, if I'm learning how to stay Ephraim totally, so why do I learn how to stay Ephraim for Pachas from Shavah Pluta? That's very good. So why does the Gemara later say that it's a good night to a woman to get married Pachas from Shavah Pluta? Why is it more sex? That's why I learn how to stay Ephraim. No? So we have to understand the Gzeirah Shavah Kicha Kicha, what the Gzeirah Shavah here is. So the there's a sefer, Rav Gustman has a sefer on Kedushin, Kuntrasei Shiurim. It's a very all-encompassing sefer, it kind of like touches all the bases. He questions whether we're learning Pshat right in this Gemara. Is, you can really learn two ways, he says. You can learn three ways, but to make it simple, you can learn two ways what Kicha Kicha is. You can learn Kicha Kicha is that it's a Gzeirah Shavah, that just like a kid, the same Kinyan that works by Karka works by Isha. I think that would be the simple way to learn. If you were learning this Gemara, the Kiyas, you're just covering the Gemara, I think you would learn that way. Now, whatever Kenya works by a son, that works by a woman, and the name of whatever was there works here. There's another way to learn. You could learn that the Gezerah Shavah, it's just the Gezerah Shavah, that it says the word Kesef next to the word Kicha over there by the story of Ephraim. It says the word Kesef by the word Kicha by the story of getting married. So we just make it Gezerah Shavah, we take the word Kesef from there, and we make Ilu, it said, Ki Yikach, Be Kesef Ishisha. Just stick in Kiilu that said the word Kesef that says there, it says over here. Sometimes Gzeirah Shavah works that way. And we're just going to make Gzeirah Shavah that the word that says there, Kiilu had said it over here also. Now, if we're going to say that, then these two kashas will be answered. I'm not learning the Kinyan of Sada to the Kinyan of Isha. I'm learning the word Kesef from there to here. So I'm just saying the word Kesef that says over there, and I'm going to get to here. On Daf Chav Vava Min Aleph, take a look. The Gemara talks about Kinyan Karka. Right? If you don't mind, I'd like to show you Tosis on Chav Vav. This Perek, the first Perek of Kedushin, is known as the Perek HaKinyanim. Even though we start talking about marriage, but really it goes through Kinyanim of the Isha, Kinyanim of the Nevet, Kinyanim of the Maria, and now in Chavav it goes through Kinyanim Karka. What do you claim a Karka with? Which Kinyanim? Kesef Shtar Chazav. Right, so look at the beginning of the Gemara, Bekesef Minola. What's it going on? Karka. Bekesef Minola. So what would you say? How do you know you can be kind of Kesef with Karka? Karka with Kesef? Well, obviously, you say stay Ephraim. You just learned that. Right? So Gemara says no. Kesef minolan amechiskiya amekra sadeis bekesef yeknu. So Prek Taisvis, Taisvis Amakra, the second Taisvis Amakra. Amakra, Sadeh Spekesef Yifnu, Prek Taisvis, Hodolai Aisi Mikrodiks of Gabi Ephraim. Why don't we bring the passage that says by Ephraim, that they actually bought a field with money. And for Taisvis Mishum, the Dilma Hani Mili Menachi. Maybe Kesef only works by a guy. Shokol Kinyani be Kesef. That a guy is kind of everything with Kesef. He's even kind of a tattoo with Kesef. So maybe since a guy can be kind of a tattoo with Kesef, he can be kind of karka with Kesef as well. But a yid, that a yid could be kind of with Kesef, that I can't know from Stay Ephraim. That's what Taisus says. The Marsha says that this Taisus is Shreya and Agamar. What's Shreya from this Taisus and Agamar? What Shver is, if you're going to learn the first way, then you're going to learn Kicha Kicha, you're going to learn the first way that we said, well, whatever Kinyan works by Karka works by Isha. Then you can't prove it from Kicha Kicha. Because over there we see by a guy, Kinyan Kesef works. So we makish that kiddushin, that what? That a guy could be makadish with kesef. How do I know that a yid can make kinyan kesef? How am I going to learn that if I have kicha by a guy being kind of karka, therefore a yid could be kind of nisha with kesef? How am I learning kinyan Yisrael from kinyan guy? Marsha yes, in very short words. Marsha said, "La'el bereish pirkin, that be kedusha isha apagav de ba'akumayru." How could you learn it out? It's talking by a guy. Ever the Marsha, the kamach and yalef minei bezeri shava the kicha kicha. Nevertheless, it's bezeri shava. So the kutcher says, "Shiurim," he says that that's the Marsha, the Marsha means the answer. We're learning from bezeri shava. We're not learning the svara. We're not saying, look. Kicha works here, kicha works there. Whatever kinyan works by a field works also by an isha. No, that's not shah. We're not saying whatever kinyan works there works here. It's a gzera shava, we're just being makish. Kicha means kesef, yeah, kicha means kesef. I hear it's a different story, so let it be a different story. I'm only being makish the two words, one to the other, that's all. So he says that the Marsha Kufa is saying this way to learn up this sugya. That the way to learn this sugya is that just like over there it says kesef with kicha, here it says kesef with kicha. That's all. We're not learning anything more than that. We're not learning that kinyane karka works for kinyane ish.
Why do you understand
So you're saying is maybe the Torah was geyser that whatever kinyan works for a guy by karka works for a yid by kedushin. Maybe whatever kinyan works by a guy by karka works by a yid by kedushin. Now you want to learn that into Marsha?
Yeah.
Well, into Marsha's Teretz. So what his Havamina was, what was the Sherekite? That all you have to have the same Kinyanim. Somehow. So maybe Kicha Kicha, we can learn that Kicha Kicha is telling us that whatever works for a Goy by Karka works for a Yid by Kiddush. It is certainly possible to learn that way. Good. But what you're doing now is saying that the Gzeres HaKosov is telling us a very big Chiddush. If you have a choice of how to learn the Gzeres Shava, it would seem to be stretching, but you're right. If you want, you can learn that way. If you want, you can learn that way. Rav Gustman is learning, the Kunshe Shurim is Rav Gustman. He's learning that we're only makish the words. If you want, you could tell you that maybe we'll not be such a lima. It's a strange lima, but you tell you give us such a lima. In Hekesh Lemechza, you mean? Exer Shavah also. No, Exer Shavah is not necessarily so. For the Nikud of Exer Shavah, we learn it totally. But we don't learn out all the things, so.
Why do you need a
Kabbalah
that
Hashem
comes out from? Why do you need
You need a Soshkan Avram only to answer our Mishnah. For the limud of Kesef, I don't need it. I only need it to explain the Lashon Nikkus of the Mishnah. Now, these two... What? Why the Gemara needs it? Okay, hold a second. It's time to get to this for 1 minute. Just before that, the Nafkamina, the two ways we're talking about learning, Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph is going to ask that maybe it could be kind of Isha L'Chalipin. Gemara says, Vei Mochi Nami. Maybe you should be able to kind of Isha L'Chalipin. So all the Rishayim say, what do you mean? They all ask, what do you mean you could be kind of Isha L'Chalipin? You need a limud for Kinyan. You can't just say, maybe you could be Isha L'Chalipin. What do you mean? You need a limud. Kesef and Allah, Shtam and Allah, Biyam. Very funny thing, the Gemara should ask, maybe Chalipin works. What's Pshat? In the Gemara, when the Gemara asks Akasha, Eima Hachinani, Chalipin should work. So there are two approaches in the Rishayim. The Rashi brings two ways to learn. One way, the Eima Hachinani, maybe Chalipin should work, because we should learn it out of Stay Ephraim. But just like by Stay Ephraim, it was a Kinyakarka. Chalipa works by karka. So maybe the same thing should be that Chalipa should work by Isha. This is one way to learn the Gemara's Havavina of Chalipa. Now this Mahaloch that the Rashba brings would fit only if Kicha Kicha were learning Kinya Karka to Kinya Isha. The way we're saying that you're only learning the word to the word, they just take the word kesef, which says by kicha there, to the word kesef, which says by kicha here, so then why should Chalipa work? No reason Chalipa should work. Those who will learn the Eima Hachinami means we should learn Chalipin out of Stei Ephraim, obviously they hold that kicha kicha is a limud from Kinyan Karka to Kinyan Isha. So Mavali, Avakasha, just like by Kinya Karka, Chalipa works, it should work by a woman also. The Rashba himself disagrees with this. The Rashba himself learns that Ve'e Machinami, that Chalipin is a type of Kinya Kesef. The Rashba Sheet, and we'll get to that there, is that when you give a handkerchief, it's just a type of Kinya Kesef. How that works, we'll discuss that. The Rashi himself doesn't learn that we should learn to stay after. He brings those who learn that we should learn to stay after. And he himself says, no, it's a different pshat in the Gemara. This machlokes, how to learn that Eima Hachinami, is pashtos, these two ways of learning kicha kicha and stay after. If you learn, you're learning Kinyan Isha out of Kinyan Karka. So you can ask, but just like a Karka, it Chalipa works. Here also Chalipa should work. If you're saying that you're just learning the word kicha to the word kicha, so then there's no having the chalipa should work because of this desire shot. So we have basically two ways to learn the desire shot of kicha kicha. Either it's a limud of kinyan karka to kinyan isha, or it's just a xer shav of the word. We take the word kesef there, and we plug in the word kesef here. The third way to learn is the ritva. The ritva learns that the xer shav is lav davka. It's not really a xer shav. It's not a xer shav at all, it's not a limud at all. It's just showing words. The word kicha could refer to kesef, because we find it somewhere else. We find over there that the word kesef kicha is used to kesef, so we see that in Hebrew the word kicha applies to kinyanim that you do with kesef. So So Meila, it's just teaching you the semantics of it. That in Hebrew, the word Kicha refers to such a thing. But the Ritva holds that it's Bechlal, not true, that we learn Kinyan Kesef out of Stay Efron. All it is a similarity of expression. Just to tell you, the word Kicha, it's not a Serishav at all. Ritva learns. And he says he proves it. Why? Because the two Yikas are not really the same. Ki Yikach Ish Isha is going on taking what? Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Kicha is going on taking money and taking the thing you get. Ki Yikach Ish Isha is going on the thing you get. The Sati Kesav Asodek Kach Mimeni is going on the money. He says, Bechlal, it's not really a Gzera Shava anyway, because the two Kichas are two different Kichas. Yeah, I understand. He says that's a raya that to his way. That it's not showing the Lashon Kicha. No, because Tosis probably holds it's Gzera Shava. I'm not sure. You're referring to which Tosis? Tosis doesn't say anything that implies that it's not Yom Shabbat. Okay, just at the end of the day, when we finish with this limud, what kinyan did Avraham Avinu do by the field? Did he do kinyan kesef or ma'aser? Do you know if he did King Kesef or not? What? He overpaid, but do you do King Kesef? Is it King Kesef or not King Kesef? Huh? How do you know? The Lamaisu, the Gemara says King Kesef. What? If you hold it's just the word, it's possible he did a different kingdom. He just learned the word, and he paid for it. Just he paid for it doesn't prove that he did the kingdom. See, Tosis on the top of the Yom Beis seems to.